You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. An unassuming two-story house on the outskirts of downtown Burlington has become an unlikely refuge for heroin addicts. But a funding crisis means its doors are about to close. And advocates say addicts and the community at large will pay a steep price if people lose access to the clean needles and overdose reversal kits handed out there every day. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
There's an orange, poster-sized piece of paper taped to the front of a supply cabinet in the main office of the Safe Recovery Program. Every time an addict uses one of the overdose reversal kits handed out here, one of the staff draws a small black line on the paper. They're beginning to run out of room.
And so you can see on here that we've had, what is this, 423 so far since December of 2013.
That's Tom Dalton, program coordinator at the Safe Recovery Program. The federal grant that's kept this place operating over the past 4 years will run dry at the end of this month. Dalton and Grace Keller are the last remaining members of a staff that once numbered 7, and their search for replacement funds has turned frantic as they try to save a program they say addicts desperately rely on.
They know that they're going to find somebody who's welcoming, who's friendly, who wants to help them. And we're going to listen to whatever it is that they say that they need, and we're going to try to help with that.
It's not that funding for the syringe exchange and overdose reversal kits handed out here is at risk. The Vermont Department of Health will continue paying for those. But Dalton says the Safe Recovery Program offers the kind of environment where addicts will actually feel comfortable accessing them. Clients don't need an appointment. They don't have to pay any money. They don't even have to give their name.
We're the site that has access to the people who are likely to be present on an overdose. And if we're not reaching those people aren't going to get reached.
Tracy Dolan is the deputy commissioner of the Vermont Department of Health. She says the funding was tied to a federal HIV prevention program.
We are a very low incidence state. And in part because of that, the federal government will not renew the money coming into Vermont for that purpose.
The Safe Recovery Program is run under the auspices of the Howard Center, which is now asking state officials to come up with the $140,000 annually needed to keep it open. The pitch has so far been unsuccessful. Dolan says that since the Safe Recovery Program began serving clients under the grant, not one has contracted a new case of HIV. Dolan says that gives the department high confidence that there won't be any outbreaks in the future. But program coordinator Dalton says it's precisely because the Safe Recovery Program exists that the HIV prevalence has remained low. And he says all the clean needles and overdose reversal kits in the world won't help addicts if they don't have a safe place to access them. Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan is pressing policymakers to fund the program.
This organization is really playing a vital role in keeping our community safe and healthy.
Over the past 2 years, the Safe Recovery Program has handed out more than 5,000 doses of the overdose reversal drug naloxone. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.